Proclamation number 7686 of 31st of August, 1960. Proclaiming the gospel around the world. And my name will be proclaimed everywhere in the world. Believe that my spirit works in every person who strives towards me and lives in love, for the spirit awakens to life in him. And now I can also reveal myself to him. And therefore people will be awakened throughout the world who proclaim me in my name, because the time of the end has come and therefore extraordinary things will also happen in order to still save the few whose will is good. And the spirit will express itself, it will introduce people to truth, to knowledge which can only be offered to them by me, as the eternal truth. And thus the words I spoke on earth will be fulfilled, beforehand my gospel will be proclaimed in all the world. For the people who carry it out into the world on my behalf can only carry out this work because they themselves are of awakened spirit and if the listeners have also prepared themselves through a life of love such that they can understand what is proclaimed to them. Therefore their spirit must also be awakened through love. Without love it is impossible for them to take notice of me and my kingdom, of my act of salvation and the power of my name. But they shall know all this before the end comes. The near end shall be proclaimed to them, it shall be made clear to them that they must call upon the Creator of the universe that he will call them to himself into eternity before this end, that he may grant them grace. For they have not passed away even if they suffer earthly death. And therefore I will call servants and handmaidens everywhere upon whom I will pour out my spirit so that they will proclaim on my behalf to their fellow human beings, regardless of their tribe and race. The knowledge of the God and Creator, who wants to receive people into his kingdom if they live their lives according to his will penetrate everywhere. And my act of salvation will also be proclaimed by people who are clairvoyant and able to hear my voice within themselves, depending on their calling. For I want to be a merciful God and a just judge to all my living creations, I want to guide all my living creations to the light, and therefore I will also leave no stone unturned which can lead to the awakening of the Spirit. I will send my messengers to those who are open to a good message, and I will also address them again through people who serve me as mouthpieces because they are of awakened spirit. My voice will resound everywhere, for I want to win all my children for myself, I don't want to lose any of them. But I also always respect their free will and therefore cannot prevent people from resisting or fighting against my messengers, for then they will still be too much under my adversary's control and I will not forcibly influence them. But my love and grace will preserve all whose will is good. For I still want to save all those before the end who give up their resistance against me, so that they will attain eternal life. Amen.